This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 49 for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, hitting fresh two-year highs as overnight frost in parts of the prairies provided support. Canola is up by $2 to nearly $6, November up $5.80 at $509.50 per ton. Temperatures dipped below the freezing mark across much of Saskatchewan overnight, with parts of Manitoba and Alberta also dealing with lighter frosts. A firmer tone in Chicago soy oil and weakness in the Canadian dollar, which is down about a half cent this morning, added to the early strength in canola. However, seasonal harvest pressure and overbought price sentiment did temper the advances. In the U.S., soybeans are mostly higher, the November contract up 2 cents at $9.70 per bushel, positioning ahead of an updated supply-demand report from the USDA due out on Friday was a feature, and that kept a cautious tone in the market. Weather concerns in parts of the Midwest were a bit supportive, with condition ratings likely seeing a downward revision on the week. However, speculators are already holding large net long positions in beans, and profit-taking should be keeping a lid on the upside. Corn, it's holding near unchanged, also positioning ahead of the USDA report a feature, the December corn contract up a penny at $3.59 per bushel. Expectations that corn crop ratings will also be down a bit on the week were supportive, as were ideas that yields will be revised lower in Friday's USDA report. Wheat, it is mixed with the bias lower in all the active contracts. December Chicago wheat down 4 cents at $5.46 per bushel. Kansas City down a penny in December at $4.71 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the December contract at $5.38.5. Australia's Agriculture Bureau pegged that country's wheat crop at nearly 29 million tons. That would be up by about 2.5 million from an earlier estimate due to beneficial rains. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is moving along at about 80% done, according to analysts, but that is slightly behind the average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.